We begin the current daf, Masechtas Gittin, daf Lamed Daled. We begin 6 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with an incident relating to the discussion of the previous daf. That is, in the previous mission, we discussed the halacha of the husband, after sending the get to his wife, is mevatlet, where although originally he was able to just take 2 or 3 people and say, okay, I'm nullifying it, but then Rabbi Gamliel Hazakan instituted that, no, you have to go ahead and be mevatlet either in front of the shliach or the woman, so that they know about it because of either takanas agunas, or because of Tarkanas Mamzerim. Now, we had a brice on the previous daf, which clarified what type of terminologies are considered an appropriate bittel. It has to be something that connotes that, although it is a kosher get, from here on, I'm nullifying it, but not every type of language will qualify as an appropriate bittel of the get being effective. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings the following story. Gidl Bari Eloi, a certain individual, he sent an agent to deliver a get to his wife. Now, Azul Shlicha, so the agent went, Ashkecha dahave yasva v'navla. He went and he counted her that she was in the middle of weaving. Now, Amalah Hagita, he said to her, here, I have your get for you. In other words, he showed her he has the get, but he didn't give it to her yet. So Amrale, she said to him, look, Zil hashta meha v'tolamachar. Please leave now. I'm busy. Come back tomorrow. They went back to Gidl Bar Eloi, the husband, and told them what happened. So Pasach V'yom, he opened up and he said, Baruch HaTov HaMeter, which is a bracha, saying, blessed is the one who's good, a reference to Hashem, and that he does good. In other words, thank Hashem that you didn't give her the get. Now, we have a machlokes, what happens now? Abayom, he says, Baruch HaTov HaMeter, yes, he made a bracha, he's happy that he didn't give it yet, but V'loi Batl Gita, he didn't nullify the get itself. In other words, if the shliach would come tomorrow and give her the get, she'd be divorced. He's just happy. It didn't happen yet. But similar to as we discussed in the previous daf, if something is nullifying the get itself or just the shlichus, Abaye says that the get is not bad. And even the shliach, if he'd go tomorrow, it would still be valid. It's just right now. He's happy it didn't happen yet. But Rav Amar, he says, no. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv U'Batl Gita. Says, blessed is Hashem that's good and does good. And what obviously he's indicating is that it's a get batel. It's not going to be a valid get anymore. He was mevatel the get by saying Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. So the Gemara asks, but my kemefrika, in what principle are they disagreeing? So the Gemara explains Begilu Daita with the revelation of his intention, where he's indicating that he doesn't want this guy to deliver, why are you making a Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv? You're obviously saying, oh wow, thanks Hashem. What do you mean, thank Hashem? Obviously, you're happy that he didn't give it. It means that you don't want him to give it. They're arguing, Begita Kemiflagi, regarding the halachas of Gittin, what's the ramifications when he doesn't say directly, explicitly, I don't want this to be again anymore, but indirectly he says, where he's indicating what he really wants. That's the machlekes. The Abaye Savar Gila Daita Begita Lav Milsi. He all said, no, just indicating what you desire, that's not a bittel. You want a bittel, you have to say, this get should be bottle. And even though you're indicating you're happy it wasn't given yet, still, if he goes back tomorrow and gives it, it's a kosher get. Rav Savar Gila Daita Begita Milsi. But Rav disagrees. He holds that revealing your intention with words nonetheless, saying, oh, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, thank Hashem you didn't give it, obviously is indicating that you don't want it to happen, and therefore that is considered a bittel of the get. Now, Amar Rava Menah Minila. Rava says, from where do I know this? Where can I back this up, this concept that Gilu Daita is Milsihi, is considered a valid bittel? Says, I'll prove it to you. Because the Rav Sheshis, Ashkele Gitalahu Gavra Balkarhi. Rav Sheshis was forcing a certain husband into certain situations that the Beis Din is allowed to force the husband to give a get to his wife. Now, va'amalu l'sahadi, but then later on, the husband said to the witnesses, those who were drafting up the get to give it to his wife, he said, "Hachi amalu Rav Sheshes." This is what Rav Sheshes said to you. In other words, I heard Rav Sheshes telling you, "Levatl gita," that the get should be batal. That's what he told the Edom. And says the Gemara, "Va'atzchei Rav Sheshes gita achrin." Rav Sheshes required that they have to go ahead and write over a new get. So says Rava, what you see from this is that obviously that Gilu Das, meaning to say by indicating that he's not happy with this get, because he didn't say it should be bottle, he's saying, oh, I heard Rav Sheshes tell you that it should be bottle. So thus indirectly he's saying, I don't really want this to happen. And you see that Rav Sheshes required a new get, because obviously that is a bittul. But if Abaye, he would tell you that, no, what are you talking about? Atu Rav Sheshes mevatel gita de'inshehava? What do you think? Rav Sheshes is someone that can be mevatel a person's get? In other words, what he's trying to say is going to the other extreme. He says, it's not even gilu das. What are you saying? How can Rav, you say that it's a gilu das? But he didn't say that I'm being mevatlet. What did he say? He said, oh, Rav Sheshes said it should be batel. What do you mean? Rav Sheshes can't be mevatel. It's only the husband that can be mevatel the efficacy of the get. And therefore, says Abaye to Rava, here you wouldn't even have a gilu das. So how do we understand this halacha? In other words, you're trying to explain it, that obviously it's a gilu das, and that's enough of a bittul. Says Abaye, there's not even gilu das. What type of a gilu das? He's saying that Rav Sheshes said. That doesn't make sense. Rav Sheshes cannot be mevatel a get. Rather, says Abaye, ihu batle. The husband himself, he's clearly saying that he wants it to be batel, which means to say that it's not even a gilu das. Abaye is saying, really, gilu das begita doesn't help. So why did Rav Sheshes require a new get? It's because the husband himself is really saying, I want this to be batel. Now, v'haide ka'amalahu hachi, but this that he said it, that Rav Sheshes was the one that said it should be batel, was mishum dafnai. That's because there were certain people that were in charge to hit and to enforce the rules of Rav Sheshes, and they're going to say, why are you saying to be mevatlet? Didn't Rav Sheshes say that you should go ahead and give the get? So therefore, to avoid getting whipped by those who are in charge by Rav Sheshes, he said, oh, I heard Rav Sheshes said you should do this. Now, that, again, like Abaye says, that doesn't make sense. And therefore, it's clear that really he's saying it. He's just saying it's Rav Sheshes just to avoid being hit. And that's why Abaye says no raya, because to the contrary, there's not even gilu das. It must be that it's not because of gilu das, it's because he himself is saying you should be mevatlet, and then it's going to be a bittul. But if it was just gilu das, it would not be a bittul. Now, v'am Abaye menu aminullah. Now, Abaye says, how do I know that what I'm saying is correct, that gilu das is lav melsi? That will not work as a bittul. So he says, because bringing a different Amoira, Rav Yehuda Ashkele Gita Lachasne Rabbi Yirmiyah Biro. Rav Yehuda was enforcing the son-in-law of Rabbi Yirmiyah Biro to give a get to his wife. Ubatli, and then that son-in-law nullified it. Tana Ashkele. So then he went and did it a second time. Again, he forced him and he commanded him he has to write another get. Ubatli, and then again he was mevatli. Hadu Tana VaAshkele Akarcha. Now a third time he went and he made him go ahead and write a get. Now, va'amalu l'sahadi, now, to stop this whole game, that where every time he tells him he has to write a get, and they start, and then he's mevatlet, which he has the authority to do that. So he told the witnesses, meaning, again, that's the term that we use for those who are drafting up the get, and they sign in it, esivu karibu anaychi, says, put kor, meaning put a small piece of a vegetable, of a gourd, in your ears, so that you won't hear him when he says, batel, you can't hear because your ears are stuffed, v'ksuvalei, and write the get for him, and that's it, that we will avoid this whole game that he's playing. Now, says Abaye, and if you would entertain to say, like Rava, that at least indicating your displeasure that you don't want it to happen, even if you don't come out and say bittul, then that's enough of being mevatlet. What it means? But they see that he's running after them. He's screaming. Now they don't hear because there's stuff in their ear, so you don't hear bittul. But what does that help? Of course, that's at least a gilu das. And if it's a gilu das because he's running after them, so then therefore, it shouldn't be a get even with the vegetable in the ear. Obviously, you see from this halacha of Rabbi Huda that gilu das is lav milsihi. Now, Rava, he would tell you, no. Haide karoit basrayu. I could tell you the reason why he's running after them is the amaluhu ashur. He's telling them, strengthen yourselves. Havu lohaya, give it to her fast. Kihecha de mishlim tzara, the hugavar, so that my pain should just be done with already. Meaning he obviously was in a very tumultuous situation where he wanted to get divorced, not get divorced. Now he's like, maybe he's running after them to say, just get done with this already. I want to get over with this. And therefore, it's not clearly gilu das to say that it's going to be batel. But if it was a clear gilu das, like when he says baruch atah v'meitiv, then Kabbi Rava would say that it would be considered, even according to Rav Yehuda, a milsahi, and it would be considered a valid bittul. Just here, it's no gilu das because we don't really know why he's running after them. Doesn't have to be that he's running after to say bittul. Could be he's running after to say quickly, write up the get and get done with it. So Vam Abaye continues and he says, "Minu aminyala." So where do I know this from? That kilo das is lav milsihi. Dahu da amalahu, because there was a person that said to the people around. He said, If I don't come back within 30 days, lahava gita, then this get that I'm running for my wife will be a get. It was on that contingency that if he's not back within 30 days. Now, also, Paski Mavrich came back. He wanted to cross the river to get back home to say, look, I made it back in 30 days. You're not divorced. But the boat, the river was interrupting. He couldn't get across. So Amalahu, he said to them, chazuda asoy, look, I came, look, I came. It's just that I can't feasibly get across the river right now, but I'm here. V'amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, lo yishmei masya. It's not considered that he came. So obviously, he says, Abai, you see that even though he's Megal is dasted, obviously he doesn't want this to be a get. He's trying to say, I'm here. I just can't feasibly get there. That still, it didn't help. And it's not considered a bittel. And it's going to, and you see, Shmuel said it is going to be considered a valid get. Now, Rava, he would tell you that, no. Ato hasam levtuli gita boyu? What, do you think that his intention when he said, look, I came, was to be mevatel the get? In other words, when he was indicating that he doesn't want this to be a divorce, he didn't indicate that he wants it to not be a get through bittel get. Hasam lekiyumi tenoy kaboy. There, his whole intention, what he was exclaiming was that he wanted to say, look, I fulfilled my condition, therefore it shouldn't be a get. Because I said it will only be a get if I'm not back within 30 days. And if not, it'll be a get. But he's trying to say, look, I came, I fulfilled my tenoy. Now, but that's what Shmuel was saying. He did not fulfill his condition because you got to come back to where you said you're going to come to. And therefore, that's why it's going to be a get. But really, Gilu Dais Beget would be Milsi. It would be a Betel. If he would be smart when he was wanted to fulfill the condition, instead of saying, look, I came, which he didn't come, he would have said, I don't want this to be a get. And then it wouldn't be a get. But since that wasn't what he was doing, that's why it's not considered Gilu Dais, and that's why it's considered a get. Now the Gemara continues that says, Ahuda Amalahu, there was a person that said to them, a similar type of incident, said, Eloi Nesivna, this man was engaged, and he said, if I don't get married, Atlas and Yaiman until 30 days, because let's say the Kala was getting impatient already, says, Lahava Gita, then fine, you won't have anything to do with me, it'll be a get, and we're not even going to be even engaged, we're going to get divorced. So again, he wrote a get, he gave it to his Kala, on the condition that if they don't get married within 30 days, it's going to be a valid get. When it came 30 days, Amalahu, he said to them, and this is obviously could be a situation like a procrastinator where they wanted to go, okay, 30 days and that's it, no more pushing off. He said, Hatarachno, he says, but I'm busy with taking care of the needs of the chuppah and I'm an oinus. What can I do? I'm really trying. It's just beyond my control. So on that, the Gemara says, Lamay Nechoshla. What should we be concerned? In other words, why would we think that it's not going to be a get? In other words, he said, if I'm not married within 30 days, it'll be a get. Now he's coming up with what's called teritzim, all these answers, and trying to say, what can I do? Whatever, I'm really trying. But on that, the Gemara is saying, why should we think it's not going to be a get? And that is, imishum oinsa, if it's because of his claim that he's saying he's an oinus, it's something beyond his control. But that we know the halach is ein oinus begitten. There's no claim of oinus by gittin regarding contingencies of it about being a get. And therefore, of course, it's going to be a get. Because even though it's an oinus, similar to the case by Shmuel, okay, you're right, you can't get across the river and you would be able to, you'd be here within 30 days, but we don't care that it's an oinus. It's still going to be a get. And imishum giluya dait begita, and if it's because he's revealing his intention that he does not want it to be a get, he's saying, I'm really busy, I really want to get married, and it shouldn't be a get, that's plukta d'abayim rabahu. That's a machlekes abayim rabahu, which shortly the Gemara will say, that the halacha is like abaya, that giludas is lav milsi, so even though he is revealing he doesn't want it to be a get, it doesn't make a difference until he actually comes along and he says, batel, that it's going to be batel, it's going to be a get, and therefore this kala will be divorced. Similarly, Ahuda Amalahu, it was a person that said to the people around him, he says, Eloina Sibna L'Resh Yarcha Da'adr, if I don't get married to this Kala by Resh Chodesh Adar, Lahava Gita, should be a get. Now, Kimotu Resh Yarcha Da'adr, when it came around Resh Chodesh Adar, and they weren't married yet, Amalahu, he said to them, what do you mean? Anola Resh Yarcha D'Nisan Amri. I thought I said that we have to get married by Resh Chodesh Nisan. I thought I had a whole nother month. So there the Gemara says also, Labai Nechoshla. So what do we have to be concerned? Imishum einus, if it's because of an einus where it's beyond his control, he thought it, let's say, was till nisan, an einus begitten. That doesn't help a claim of einus begitten. And imishum gilur daiten, if he's revealing his intention by saying that, what do you mean? Obviously, I don't want this to be a get because I'm indirectly telling you that I thought I had another month. That's plukta d'abaya rava. That's a machlekes abaya and rava. And again, as the Gemara is going to say right now, the halacha is like Abaya, and even if he's revealing indirectly that he doesn't want it to be a get, it's still going to be a get. Gila daita lav milsi. So the Gemara concludes from the previous dafim what the halacha is like. The Gemara says v'hilchasa k'nachman. All these are going to be Nachman. So he said the halacha is like Rav Nachman that he said on the Aflamet Beis that bittul haget, as we said before, Rav Gamliel Hazaken instituted it has to be done in front of the woman or the shliach. The husband used to take 2-3 people and say, "I'm being mevatel the get." So there was a machlokes if it's 2 or 3. So on that, the Gemara is saying the halacha is like Rav Nachman that he only had to do it in front of 2 people to be the bezin. And the halacha is also like Rav Nachman regarding what was said on the Aflamet Gimel, where he said the halacha is like Rabbi by both points regarding the two machlokes he has with Reb Shimon Gamliel regarding if someone violates Reb Gamliel Hazaken's takana and is mevatel in front of a bezin, not in front of the woman and the shliach. Is that going to be post facto a valid bittul? Rebbe said it is, and Rav Nachman says halacha is like Rebbe. And moreover, regarding the machlekes of if he told 10 people to write a get, and he's mevatel, he says to some of the edim, not in front of the other ones, I don't want you to be edim. He's mevatel some of them, not in front of the others. So Rebbe says that that is going to be considered a valid bittul. On that, also Rav Nachman says halacha is like Rebbe. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The halacha is like Rav Nachman, that the halacha is like Rebbe in both those halachas. And as we continue, Tamid Beis, the halacha is like Abaya, which again, that we just quoted there, Machlekes, that he says, Gila Daita Begita is Lav Milsi. Just revealing your intention, but not explicitly Mevatla, is not considered a valid Bittel. And this is one of the 6 halachas that are known as, is brought in Eilim Metzias, of what's called Yal Kagam. Generally, the halacha is like Rav when he argues with Abaya, except for Yal Kagam, which stands for 6 different halachas, which is the Gimel of Kigam, which stands for Gila Daita Begita Lav Milsi. Now, just Rashi points out that the reason why Abaya was called Nachmeni here in the Gemara, and so Rashi says, is because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni brought up Abaya in his house, and he taught him Torah because he was a Yasim, he was an orphan. So he called him by his father's name, which was Nachmeni. And generally, because when we say Rabbi, it means Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and that's who brought up Abaya. Now, however, actually, Rabbi Kiva Ege brings from the Aruch, who writes in the names of the Goinim, that the other way around. Abaya's name was Nachmeni, and he was actually the nephew of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni and his student. Now, but since Abaya's name, which really that wasn't his name was Nachmeni, like his father's name, as his name was Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, so he didn't want to call him at all times Nachmeni because he's not allowed to say his father's name. So he actually called him Abaya in Aramaic, which is like saying my father, which Av is his father. So Abaya, my father, that's actually what he called him instead of saying Nachmeni, because then he'd be calling his father's name, he doesn't want it because his father's around, so rather he called him Abaya. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the related theme of the previous Mishnah, which was originally the halacha was one thing regarding Gittin, and then Reb Gamliel Hazaken was misakin that it should be otherwise. So the Mishnah begins Berishayna, in the beginning, when a husband would have 2 names, let's say he's called one name in Eretz Yisrael and another name overseas, so he mishana shmoi vishma. So they would change, they would say his name and her name, in other words, wherever it was that he was divorcing her, in that place, whatever he was called, that's the name that they would write in the get. And they were in particular to write both names, meaning the name he has in that other place. So to Shem Ira, Vishem Ira, they would write his name, his city and her city, and not both of the other places where they live. Now, his kingdom, Gamliel Hazaken, Gamliel the elder, instituted, Shehei Kaisiv Ish Pleini B'chol Shum Sheyeshlei, they should write that his name and all the names that he has, and Ish Pleini B'chol Shum Sheyeshlei, that lady's name, his wife, and all the names that she has, Mepnei Tikkun Olam, because of the rectification of the world, in other words, that they shouldn't spread rumors regarding her son from when she gets married to another man, because they're going to say, oh, her husband didn't divorce her. What do you mean? She'll show the get. What get? That's not his name. That was his name. Obviously, some other man gave you a get. You were never divorced, and therefore your new marriage, your children are mamzerim, illegitimate children. To avoid that, they had all the names written so that they could say that it was all the names and that she was actually divorced from her husband. Now, the Gemara explains, Amar Behuda Amar Shmuel, says, Shalchu le b'nei medina siyam l'rebbe Gamliel. He explains how this takana happened. The people from overseas, from Medina Ziyam, sent to Rebbe Gamliel. B'nei Adam ha'boy misham l'kan. People that come from there to here. Where Shema Yosef v'karen lo Yochanan. His name is Yosef, but they call him Yochanan. Or Yochanan v'karen lo Yosef. Or his name is Yochanan, but they call him Yosef. In other words, in different places he has different names. Heich megarshan nishra sein. How should they divorce their wives? What name should be used on the get? So Amad Rimlil v'hiskin. So he realized this could be a problem. So he got up and he instituted shi'kaisim that they should write. Ish ploini v'chol shum sheyeshle. That man, meaning write his name and all the names that he has. And he should play in this v'chol shum sheyeshle and that lady's name and all the names that she has. B'nei tikkun ha'olam. Now, Amar Rav Ashi, he qualifies this halach and he says, v'hu dischazik betrei shmei. That's only if it was already established, we know that he has these two names. But if it's not known that he has two names, then you don't have to write what was called v'chol shum sheyeshle, every name that he has. And actually, even if it's found out at a later point in time that he has another name, it's still going to be a valid get, because we only have what we know in front of ourselves when we're writing the get, which was that one name, and that was Muchzik up until now. So if it's Muchzik that he has two names, then you write B'chol Shum Sheyeshle. If we only know of one name, then we only have to write the one name, and we don't have to write and every name that he has. And even if we find out later that he had a name, it's going to be a valid get. Now, Amalei Reb Abba L'Rav Ashi. So Reb Abba said to Reb Ashi, who said this halacha, said that Reb Mari, Reb Elazar, Kamei Kavasech. They agree to you, and they say that this halacha, this takana, was only if it was known that he has two names. If not, you don't have to write this. And the Gemara says, Tani Kavasech, the Reb Ashi. We have a Braisa that says like Reb Ashi. The Braisa says, Hoi Yilei Shtei Nashim, if a man had two wives, Achas B'Yehuda V'Achas B'Galil, one in Judea, one in the Galilee. So, V'Loi Shnei Shemes, and he also has two names. Achas B'Yehuda V'Achas B'Galil, by one wife in Yehuda, he has one name. In the Galilee, he went by a different name. V'girish is ishto shebihuda b'shemesh b'yehuda, and he divorced his wife in Judea with his Judean name. V'es ishto shebegalil b'shemesh b'galil, and he divorced his wife in the Galil with his Galilean name. Says the Braisa, einem ugureshes, he's not divorced. Achagirish is ishto shebihuda b'shemesh b'yehuda b'shem de Galilimoy, until when he's divorcing his wife in Yehuda with his name that he has in Yehuda and the name that he has in the Galil. V'es ishto shebegalil b'shemesh b'galil b'shem de Yehudimoy. And when he divorces his wife in the Galil, he has to write his name in the Galil, and together with the name that he has in Judea. Which, again, that was like we had qualified before from that Remulil's Takana, you have to write all the names. But, Yotzla Mokam Acher, if he went to another place, not in Yehuda, and not in the Galil, V'girish Be'achad Mehen, and there he divorced with only one of his names, Migureshes. Then she's divorced. So the question is, why? V'amr Chim de Galilima, you said that when he divorces, he can't use just one name, let's say the name of Yehuda. He has to use the name of the Galil with him. So why, if he goes somewhere else, is it going to be okay if he only divorces with one of them? And that it won't be that you have to fulfill the Takana, V'gmil HaZaket. So rather, Elishma Minah, rather, says the Gemara, that you could infer from this, like Rav Ashi, the first case, the Reisha that Bryce is talking about, the Ischazik, where it was established, it was known that he has another wife somewhere else and that he has a different name over there. So then we said, yeah, you have to write both names, and if not, it won't be a valid gerushin. Ha, the Loyas Chasi, the Sev is talking about where it wasn't established in that other place where he went to. They didn't know of him that he goes by both names. They just know some guy came here and he goes by this name. So then, that's like Rav Ashi said, it's going to be valid. But in the Reisha, where he's in Yehuda, there they knew that he has another name, and therefore he has to write all the names that he goes by, including the name of the Galil, because again, we go based on the Chazaka up until now. It's known that you have another name, you have to write that. If you go to another place and it's not known, then you don't have to write it. So from that price, you could infer like Rav Ashi that it was only required to write all the names when it's known, but if, let's say, you go to somewhere else where they don't know that you go by another name, it's valid even if you only wrote one name. Now, related halacha, Hahida Bakarla Miriam, there was a woman that she was known by the name of Miriam. Now, Upurta, some of the people in the city would call her by the name of Sarah. So Amri Nardoi, the Nardoi said, Miriam has to be written in the get, which that's her primary name, and then you write V'chol Shum Sheyeshla and any name that she has with that, which that would include the name that some people call her, which is Sarah. V'loi Sarah V'chol Shum Sheyeshla, you don't write that this man is divorcing Sarah and all the names that she has, because again, it's not the primary name. And therefore, that's what Nardoi is saying, you write the primary name, and then you write, if others call her by another name, that secondary name afterwards. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on Takanas of Rav Gamliel Hazaken in regards to the halachas of Gittin. So the Mishnah tells us, Eina man nefras menichsi yisaimim. A widow doesn't collect, and this is not related directly to Gittin, although we are going to bring another halacha related to Gittin, also from Tekanis from Gilil HaZaken. This one is that a widow cannot collect her kesuba from the estate of the orphans, meaning when a widow collects a kesuba from her husband, but if he dies, so she collects from the orphans, she cannot collect it ela b'shvua, only if she takes an oath that she didn't collect anything up until now, and then she could collect. Now, however, the Mishnah tells us nimnu melashbia, but they refrained from having her take an oath. Now, because they didn't let her take an oath, so she would lose out her ksuba, because you can't collect without a shvua. I think Mor will explain what's the reason why they did that. But so Hiskin, Reb Gamliel Hazaken, Reb Gamliel the Elder instituted shatei noideris liyisayim kol mashe yirtzu. So instead of taking a shvua, which is an oath, she took a vow to the orphans for whatever they wanted. In other words, they could pick the hardest thing that they could think of to make her take a vow. For example, she would have to say, kainim minim mizaynis alai, that it should be forbidden based on the vow for me to have all these types of foods, ibn anesi miksubasi, if I had already derived any pleasure of my ksuba. So therefore, she's obviously telling the truth, and therefore if a goy ksubasa, she could go ahead and collect her ksuba, because if she had already gotten part of her ksuba beforehand, then she would be forbidden all these types of food, and she wouldn't be able to go ahead and collect her ksuba. And the reason being is because we don't suspect a woman of violating her neder, where her neder makes her forbidden of eating food now if she really had taken money before this neder. And therefore, we don't suspect she's going to violate the neder, and that's why she could go ahead now if she made the neder and collect her ksuba. Another halacha, which again, these are all from Takanis of Gamliel HaZaken, relating now to the concept of Armasechta, Ha'edim Chesmin al HaGet, witnesses sign on the get, and they tikkun olam, because of tikkun olam, which again Rashi says this is going on all the cases, in other words, including also the previous case of the almana, that the takana of Gamliel HaZaken was because of tikkun olam, which that's because that women should get married to husbands, and that they shouldn't be worried that, oh, why should I get married? I'm not going to be able to collect my ksuba, because they don't let me take a shvua, and so how else am I going to be able to collect? So Reb Gamliel HaZaken, because of tikkun olam, so that women should marry men, instituted that she could collect based on a neder. And regarding the halacha of witnesses signing on the get itself, the Gemara will explain what type of tikkun olam is there regarding them signing on the get itself. And another halach is v'hil hiskin prizbul memni tikkun olam. And Hill instituted the halach of prizbul because of tikkun olam. That's the halacha that by the Shemitah year, all the loans are canceled, so people stop lending money. So because of tikkun olam, so that people should be able to go ahead and have people to lend them, that people's loans will not be canceled. How so? That's a biblical law. You give over your documents to the court, which is essentially what the prizbul is, and therefore it's not you collecting and you're not violating layigas, rather it's the courts collecting, and that's how people could still collect their loans after the Shemitah, after the seventh year. Now the Gemara asked regarding the opening statement of the Mishnah, that a widow, before it talks about the takana of Gamliel HaZaken, that a widow is not allowed to collect from the Nichsi Yisayimim without a Shavua, the Gemara wonders, my Iri Almana, why does the Mishnah say specifically a widow? Afila Kuli Almanami, even everybody is the same halacha. Because we know that the halacha is anyone that's coming to collect, a creditor from the estate of the orphans, could only collect with an oath. So why pick a widow? It's everybody. No, so the Gemara says actually, no, it's actually necessary to pick specifically a widow, because I would have thought to say, as we continue on top of Lam Hayim and Aleph, that Mishum Chino, which is from the root word chain, because of the grace that men should have in the eyes of women to want to get married to the men. Akil Rabbanan Gaba, maybe the rabbis were more lenient with the widows. In other words, that they will be told beforehand going into marriage where they're not interested in getting married. But they'll say, look, get married to the man, because actually when it's time for you to collect your kesuba, that actually you won't even have to take an oath that we'll trust you. Although everyone has to swear by Nechzi Sam, you won't have to. And there were certain things that were instituted because of the Shechina, that the men should find grace in the eyes of women, that they'll be acquiescent, that they'll be agreeable to get married. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that no, not even regular creditors, but even a widow cannot collect from Nechzi Simon until she makes a shvua. And again, that comes into the topic which continues on the next daf, regarding that they stopped allowing her to take an oath, and that's why Gamliel HaZaken instituted that she could take a neder, and then she could collect her ksuba.